This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Independent Living, bringing you thought-provoking news from a wide variety of medical newsletters and journals to help you in your quest to lead a healthy, happy, and productive life for years to come. It's all in Independent Living, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Independent Living, and I'm your reader, Leslie, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today, I'll be reading from just one special report from the Mayo Clinic Health Letter. That would be Mayo Clinic, copyright 2025, the Mayo Foundation for Medical Education and Research. And this is a special report titled Living with Dementia, New Developments That Slow the Progression of These Diseases. A diagnosis of cognitive impairment or dementia stirs up many emotions. You may wonder what the future will hold, whether you'll eventually forget the people you love, or what you can do today to preserve memory and thinking abilities for as long as possible. There isn't a cure at this time, but in recent years, researchers have made giant leaps forward in understanding what causes dementia and in finding ways to prevent and treat it. New tests make it easier for healthcare professionals to accurately diagnose the diseases that cause dementia early on, when the available treatments may be more effective. In addition, medicines can now slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, the most common cause of dementia. Finally, researchers have identified lifestyle changes that people can make to prevent dementia 40% of the time. Indeed, in the past 5 years alone, researchers have made tremendous progress, radically changing the outlook for people with diseases that cause dementia. What is dementia? Many people mistakenly assume that dementia is one disease and Alzheimer's is another. In reality, dementia is the umbrella term used to describe the loss of memory and decline in language, problem-solving, and other thinking abilities. These changes can result from several diseases and conditions, including Alzheimer's disease. Dementia doesn't usually come on quickly. It's not as if 1 month everything's fine, and the following month you're struggling with memory loss and mood swings. Instead, the loss of cognitive function tends to unfold slowly in three general stages. The first one is the preclinical stage. The brain changes that eventually lead to dementia can begin decades before symptoms appear. People in the preclinical stage can function well, and their cognitive skills remain intact. However, on brain imaging, signs of future dementia may be visible. Specific brain areas may be smaller than typical for someone their age, or in someone with preclinical Alzheimer's disease, specific proteins may be built up in key brain areas related to memory. The next stage is mild cognitive impairment. As the underlying disease progresses, symptoms eventually develop. Some people with mild cognitive impairment may forget things more often, repeat past questions, or not recall a conversation. Or they may begin to have trouble following the plot of a movie or finding their way around places that they know well. Despite these noticeable changes, people with mild cognitive impairment continue to function fairly independently. Many continue to work, pursue their hobbies, and care for their personal needs. And the last stage is dementia. Medical professionals diagnose people with dementia once their cognitive symptoms interfere with daily living. Someone with dementia may begin to have trouble managing finances, no longer be able to drive without getting lost, or forget important appointments, or no longer remember how to use technology such as a computer. In addition, people with dementia may say or do things that seem unusual to the people around them, such as using milk to water houseplants or placing a wallet in a medicine cabinet. As symptoms worsen, people with dementia may need help with once routine tasks, such as getting dressed, brushing their teeth, or using the toilet. Hallmark symptoms. Memory loss, especially forgetting recent events, is a classic sign of dementia. However, the diseases that cause dementia also can affect other brain functions, leading to changes in behavior, decision-making, language, visual or spatial perception, and attention. Depending on the underlying diseases, symptoms can include the following. Number one, difficulty concentrating. Number two, visual spatial difficulties such as not understanding distance, getting lost, or misplacing items. Number three, confusion with location or passage of time. Number four, difficulties with reasoning, judgment, organizing tasks, managing time, and solving problems, and that's called an executive function. Number five, difficulty finding the right words. Number six, mood, behavior, or personality changes. Number seven, changes in attention and alertness. Number eight, hallucinations. Number nine, imbalance or a lack of coordination. And number 10, movement during sleep, such as acting out dreams. What causes dementia? Memory concerns often are related to a disease that progressively destroys the brain's nerve cells called neurons. These brain diseases are known as neurodegenerative disorders. Among the many neurodegenerative disorders, Alzheimer's disease is the most common. Alzheimer's disease. People with Alzheimer's disease develop clumps of proteins known as plaques and tangles in their brains. Plaques are clumps of a protein called beta amyloid. Over time, the protein clumps together and forms hardened deposits, tangles and fibrous masses made up of tau protein. Plaques and tangles damage healthy brain cells and the fibers connecting them. Although not all causes of Alzheimer's disease are known, research indicates that a small percentage are related to genetic changes that can be passed down from parent to child. While several genes are probably involved in the development of Alzheimer's disease, a variant in the apolipoprotein, or EAPOE, gene is a known risk factor. Another type of dementia is the Lewy body dementia. The second most common type of neurodegenerative dementia, Lewy body dementia, develops when protein deposits called Lewy bodies develop in the parts of the brain involved in thinking, memory, and movement. Some people with Lewy body dementia hallucinate, act out their dreams while sleeping, and experience fluctuations in alertness and attention. Other effects may include symptoms similar to Parkinson's disease, such as rigid muscles, slow movement, and tremors. Memory isn't usually affected until later in the disease. Another type of dementia is called vascular dementia. Your vascular system involves the heart and the vessels that supply blood to tissues throughout the body, including the brain. Conditions such as high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, and smoking can lead to a buildup of substances that can restrict blood flow called atherosclerosis. In addition to increasing your risk of heart disease, vascular disease also can raise your risk of dementia. One of the most common forms of vascular cognitive impairment results from a series of small strokes to the brain. The strokes damage brain tissue after the blood supply is blocked, creating areas of dead tissue. On imaging, the dead tissue looks like spots in the brain's white matter. Vascular cognitive impairment may come on suddenly if the strokes are severe and affect critical parts of the brain. Or it may get worse, little by little, each time the person has another stroke. Another type of dementia is the frontotemporal lobar degeneration. Frontotemporal lobar degeneration is an umbrella term for a diverse group of less common diseases that mainly affect the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain. Significant changes in personality and behavior are often seen with frontotemporal lobar degeneration. As the disease progresses, people may behave oddly or inappropriately and seem to lack social graces and judgment. Frontotemporal lobar degeneration also can affect language as well as cause issues with movement, such as tremors. The importance of early intervention. Years ago, people were diagnosed with diseases that can lead to dementia only after their symptoms began to affect their quality of life and ability to live independently. In addition, healthcare professionals arrived at a dementia diagnosis based on a basic evaluation, which sometimes misdiagnosed people with Alzheimer's disease who didn't, in fact, have the condition. The misdiagnosis led people to take medication that had been developed to treat a condition that they didn't have. The development of advanced biomarker testing, pioneered in part by research developed at Mayo Clinic Laboratories, has helped change all of this. Biomarker tests examine blood, cerebral spinal fluid, skin tissue, saliva, and other tissues for signs of disease. They also can involve brain imaging. Biomarker tests aren't widely available and also can be expensive, nor are they recommended for everyone. But these tests can help healthcare teams detect disease during the earliest stage, when medicines may be most effective. In addition, an early diagnosis allows some people to participate in clinical trials of potential new treatments. These tests are more conclusive than a basic evaluation. The results provide information needed to suggest the most effective treatments for someone's underlying disease. Mayo Clinic Laboratories recently developed a blood test that can predict who may eventually develop dementia due to Alzheimer's disease and who may not. The test measures levels of a biomarker called p-tau217. This biomarker is linked to the buildup of beta amyloid in the brain. Other biomarker tests for Alzheimer's disease measure protein levels in cerebral spinal fluid or examine brain imaging for signs of plaque deposits. A separate biomarker test can offer more conclusive results to help confirm whether someone has Lewy body dementia. For this test, a healthcare professional removes and examines small samples of skin tissue. Lewy body dementia is confirmed if the skin biopsy reveals the presence of a specific form of the protein alpha-synuclein. For the future, doctors and researchers hope that the development of additional biomarker tests can help to confirm a diagnosis of vascular dementia and the other diseases that cause dementia. Other diagnostic tests. Biomarker testing is one method that helps healthcare teams to more fully understand someone's underlying disease. Other tests include, number one, mental status exam. A health professional asks you to remember names and dates, repeat short lists, copy figures, draw a clock, or follow written instructions. For example, you may be asked to remember and repeat a list of words. Trouble remembering 3 to 5 words after a delay of 5 minutes is common in people with Alzheimer's disease. Other tests may involve assessments of reflexes, eye movements, walking, and balance. A mood assessment also is important. That's because the cognitive impact of depression can mimic that of Alzheimer's disease. This effect is common and very treatable. And the second test would be a blood work. In addition to looking for biomarkers, blood tests can rule out other contributors of dementia-like symptoms, such as a thyroid condition or a vitamin B12 deficiency. Number three, imaging tests. The MRI can provide a better picture of what's happening in the brain. Results can show any areas of brain shrinkage called atrophy. Atrophy is especially common in the hippocampus, a part of the brain important to memory. In addition, an MRI scan can identify damage to brain blood vessels that may be the result of a small or silent stroke. Number four, cerebral spinal fluid tests. In addition to testing for biomarkers, these tests can help check for infections and inflammation. During the procedure, a needle is inserted into the space between two vertebrae in the spinal column. Your healthcare team withdraws fluid and tests the sample. And the last test they mention is genetic testing. These tests can reveal the presence of the amyloid precursor protein, or APP gene, the presenilin 1 gene, and the presenilin 2 gene. These genes can help confirm a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Some genetic tests also look for the presence of APOE E4 alleles, a gene variant that indicates a greater risk of side effects from some Alzheimer's medications. While genetic testing may have specific benefits, it's usually recommended only for people who develop dementia before age 65 or who have a strong family history of dementia. More effective medicines. Until recently, the medicines used to treat Alzheimer's disease, including Aricept and Namenda, have all worked by boosting levels of cell-to-cell communication. These drugs can make cognitive issues more manageable, but do not slow disease progression. That changed when the Food and Drug Administration approved anti-amyloid medicines, a major breakthrough in treating Alzheimer's disease. When given soon after symptoms appear, these medicines can slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease by about 30%. Though these medicines can be expensive, they're often covered by insurance. Here's how anti-amyloid medications work. Two recently approved medications, Leqembi and Kisunla, prevent the beta-amyloid protein from forming plaques. The medications also help remove beta-amyloid plaques that have formed. The medicines mimic the actions of antibodies. These are protective substances the body naturally produces as part of the immune system's response to foreign invaders or vaccines. In research, anti-amyloid medications have slowed cognitive and functional decline in people with mild Alzheimer's disease. This includes people with mild cognitive impairment and mild dementia due to Alzheimer's disease. Lecanemab, and that again is the Leqembi title, is given every 2 weeks as an IV infusion. The Kisunla is also administered by IV, and it's given every 4 weeks. Manufacturers are working on medications that can be taken as injections at home, so it's more convenient to use. Side effects. Common medication side effects include reactions at the time of infusion, such as fever, flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, dizziness, changes in heart rate, and shortness of breath. These symptoms generally are managed with other medications. More serious side effects include brain swelling and brain bleeding. Because of how they are detected, these conditions are called amyloid-related imaging abnormalities, or ARIA, A-R-I-A. Most often, people with brain swelling don't experience any symptoms. Among those who do, symptoms may include headache, vision changes, confusion, dizziness, nausea, and difficulty walking. Rarely, brain swelling can be severe enough to cause seizures. Also, in rare instances, large brain bleeds may occur that can cause death. If you take an anti-amyloid medication, the FDA recommends getting a brain MRI before starting treatment. During treatment, your healthcare team will likely use MRI to monitor brain health and diagnose any bleeding or swelling. Cost. The cost of anti-amyloid medications can be high. Medicare and Medicaid often cover most of the cost, but you may need to work with your care team to complete a specific paperwork before receiving coverage. Some private insurance covers drug costs if you receive prior authorization. If you have private insurance, check with your insurer to determine whether the medication is covered and what's required to receive coverage. In addition to costs of drugs, anti-amyloid therapy involves expenses for genetic tests, frequent brain scans, safety monitoring, and other care. Lifestyle and brain health. The choices you make every day also can keep your brain working at its best. Researchers have found that nearly 40% of the time, dementia is associated with risk factors that can be changed. This means, in theory, if you can manage specific aspects of your health, you may be able to reduce your risk of developing brain-related conditions or potentially slow their progression. Researchers have found certain lifestyle choices are most helpful in promoting brain health and mental well-being throughout life, such as stay active. Staying physically active is one of the most important steps you can take to protect brain health. In one study, researchers divided participants into two groups. One group took part in aerobic exercise. The other group did stretching and balance exercises. After 1 year, researchers noticed that the participants who exercised aerobically had a larger hippocampus, the part of the brain that makes new memories. In another study, researchers found that a combination of aerobic and resistance exercise was most effective in reducing and possibly preventing dementia, as well as delaying its progression. Exercise improves blood flow, which is beneficial to brain health. Exercise also boosts the levels of chemicals that naturally protect the brain. How much exercise do you need? The exact amount that's best for brain health is not known. The American Heart Association recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate to intensity exercise each week and suggests 300 minutes a week, of maybe even better. A total of 150 minutes equals 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week. Also, eat more plants. Much of the research involving diet and brain health has focused on the MIND diet, the M-I-N-D. MIND stands for Mediterranean-Intervention for Neurodegenerative Delay. The diet is a hybrid of the popular dietary approaches to stop hypertension, the DASH diet, and the Mediterranean diet. The MIND diet blends many components of the two and includes foods associated with a decreased risk of Alzheimer's disease and disease-related brain changes. The MIND diet emphasizes plant-based foods, including green leafy vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts and berries, and olive oil. It also recommends fish and lean poultry and limits food with high levels of saturated fat and added sugars. Research suggests that the MIND diet produces small to moderate improvements in cognition and memory later in life. The MIND diet is rich in vitamins, carotenoids, and flavonoids. These compounds are believed to protect the brain by reducing oxidative stress, and inflammation. While the aim of the diet is brain health, it also is likely to benefit heart health and protect against diabetes and certain cancers. To eat more mindfully, follow these basic guidelines. Number one, 6+ servings of a week of green leafy vegetables. Number two, 1+ servings a day of vegetables other than green leafy vegetables. Number three, 5+ servings a week of nuts. Number four, 4+ meals a week of beans. Number five, 3+ servings a day of whole grains. Number six, 2+ servings a week of berries. Number seven, 2+ meals a week of poultry. Number eight, 1+ meals a week of fish. And finally, olive oil for fat. And prioritize your sleep. It's not news that getting enough good quality sleep is important for overall health and well-being, but to reduce the risk of dementia, good sleep seems to be especially critical. Research suggests not enough quality sleep over your lifetime may increase the risk of dementia. In fact, researchers have found that people who don't get enough sleep may be twice as likely to be diagnosed with cognitive impairment. During sleep, beta amyloid and other toxins are cleared from the brain. If you don't get good sleep, especially over a long period of time, removal of toxins may not work as well. Lack of sleep also can increase your risk of other diseases linked to dementia, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. Plus, poor sleep can worsen symptoms of depression, stress, and anxiety. For most adults, the recommendation is 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. But it's not just the length of time that you're in bed that matters. The quality of your sleep is important, too. Sleep disorders such as sleep apnea or insomnia can keep you from getting enough sleep, restorative sleep, which ultimately may affect brain health. Diagnosing and treating sleep apnea and insomnia are important to preserving brain health. Also, maintain social connections. The number of people in your social network, how diverse your connections are, and how often you're in touch with the people in your social circle all play a role in how well your brain functions. That makes staying connected with others, especially later in life, an important factor in preserving brain health and preventing brain changes that can lead to dementia. Social connections are thought to benefit the brain in many ways. Engaging with others triggers the release of chemicals such as serotonin and dopamine, which improve mood and outlook and protect the brain from dementia, especially dementia caused by Alzheimer's disease. In addition, social connections are thought to boost cognitive reserve, which helps protect the brain against age-related changes. People with larger social networks and who spend more time engaged socially perform better with mental tasks. Social isolation, meanwhile, may make you more likely to have trouble with thinking and memory. Isolation also may increase the odds of developing Alzheimer's disease and conditions linked to it, such as high blood pressure and heart disease. And get a hearing test. What does your hearing have to do with brain health? Quite a bit, it turns out. Humans are social creatures. Most people seek out connections with others and thrive on them. But maintaining social connections can be difficult when your ability to communicate is hampered. Hearing loss can strain relationships with family and friends, coworkers, and anyone you interact with regularly. For example, when you can't hear much of what's being said at a dinner party, you may tire quickly or feel left out. This may even cause you to skip these events and stay home. In avoiding situations that you know will be difficult, you're also cutting yourself off from the world around you. Hearing loss also makes it more challenging to decode sounds. As you strain to figure out what people around you are saying, you increase the cognitive load on the brain. In other words, hearing loss can make the brain work harder at the expense of other brain functions. For these reasons, studies have linked hearing loss to an increased risk of other health conditions, including cognitive decline. People with mild hearing loss are twice as likely to develop dementia as adults with typical hearing. The risk of developing dementia increases threefold for moderate hearing loss and fivefold for severe loss. The next thing is address vision problems. Much like hearing, your ability to see the world around you has an impact on cognition. People with uncorrected vision loss have a higher risk of developing dementia. The greater the vision impairment, the greater the dementia risk appears to be. Have regular eye exams, generally every year or two, unless you need more frequent checks because of an existing eye concern or other health conditions that can affect vision, such as diabetes or high blood pressure. Talk with your healthcare team about treatments for eye conditions such as cataracts or glaucoma. These can help preserve your vision and your cognitive abilities. And finally, manage stress. Several studies show that chronic stress, the feeling of constantly being overwhelmed by one or more life's challenges, can result in shrinkage of the hippocampus. This area of the brain is important to the creation and storage of memories. Extreme and prolonged stress can increase chronic inflammation and affect cell aging. When you're faced with a stressful situation, a surge of hormones temporarily increases your blood pressure and causes your blood vessels to narrow. While there's not clear proof that stress can cause long-term high blood pressure on its own, it's linked to factors that could increase your risk of high blood pressure. High blood pressure is a risk factor for cognitive impairment, including Alzheimer's disease. And finally, monitor overall health. Your brain is only as healthy as the blood vessels that nourish it. If blood vessels become weakened or damaged, it's more difficult to transport nutrients and oxygen to brain cells that need them to function. To protect your blood vessels, be sure to follow your care team's advice for managing weight, cholesterol, blood pressure, and blood sugar. Other lifestyle habits such as regular exercise, a healthy diet, and restful sleep also play a role. Finally, avoid air pollution as you're able. Don't use tobacco products, and either abstain from alcohol or keep your intake moderate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Leslie with Independent Living, and I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the Audio Reading Service at the Allen County Public Library.